WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing, facing seven counts, including aggravated murder that could see him sentenced to death if convicted. ABC's Lana Moise.
The case now sparking bipartisan calls to turn down the temperature of today's political debate. Former President Obama last night calling this an inflection point, saying the central premise of our democratic system is that we have to be able to disagree and have sometimes really contentious debates without resorting to violence.
A man in Pittsburgh ramming his car into the FBI office there this morning got out and ran and is still on the loose. King Charles preparing to welcome President Trump for Trump's second state visit to Windsor Castle. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City, the second day of a ground offensive that has toppled high-rise buildings and sent civilians running from tent camps where they had been sheltering. The Fed expected to cut interest rates at the conclusion of today's September meeting. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It may be harder for some to get vaccines this fall and winter. The Food and Drug Administration approved the new COVID-19 shot, but only for people over 65 and with underlying conditions. That's a huge departure from previous directives when the vaccine was recommended for anyone over 6 months. Now, Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order trying to ensure everyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Executive Order 275 directs Wisconsin's Department of Health Services to ensure everyone in the state can access vaccines. The order from the office of Governor Tony Evers is in response to new federal rules. Their statement also says there's a misinformation campaign to make it tougher to get recommended vaccines, especially for some age groups. Evers' order tells health, pharmacy, and insurance officials to review policies, inform people about their options, and remove obstacles to getting vaccinated. A statement says the directive aims to protect health by prioritizing science and accessibility.
Meanwhile, a member of Evers' cabinet is resigning this week. Missy Hughes is leaving her post as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. WEDEC is a public-private agency that supports business development through loans, grants, and tax credits. Hughes has led WEDEC since 2019. Her resignation takes effect on Friday. There are rumors she could be considering a run for governor after Evers announced his retirement. Evers says they're already searching for her successor and they'll announce her replacement in the coming weeks. And National Voter Registration Day was yesterday, but the Madison City Clerk's Office is celebrating all week with registration drives. Every day through Saturday, there are at least three locations across the city where you can register to vote. Many of them are at libraries, but those three locations change every day. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshmen offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This week we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
I have all the papers here with me. I think I have. I got my pen, my coffee, show material. Let me see here. Shoes, I got those on.
Your shoes?
All right, let's see here. I've got my tie-dye shirt on again today.
Yeah.
Guess I didn't change from yesterday.
Just sleep in your clothes?
I sleep in my clothes.
Again? No.
Revealed. Yep. I admit it.
Well, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are we doing so far?
I don't know.
Still waking up?
Still, no. Yeah. No, it's just so frustrating. It really is. You know, I had gone through the whole Scott Walker era, and I created a Wisconsin map that showed a dog peeing on parts of the state. And you know, when a dog pees, they're marking their territory.
Sure.
And that dog represented the Republicans. And they'd go around the state and they'd destroy this and destroy that, and they'd mark their territory by destroying things throughout Wisconsin. I made that map. I put it on my blog, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Don't try to find it. It seems like YouTube and its handling of YouTube channels is really bad, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, they took out all my videos, the old videos. They just took them out. You know, they created them as private videos. Instead of public videos, which everybody could go back and watch and find out what people really said, politicians, you know, their point of view. I want it out there, but they hid it all by making it private. Now, I can watch it, but no one else can. They're doing that now. The MAGAs are doing that to the country. They're marking their territory. And it's going to be very unusual, very hard for us to unmark what they're doing to this country. And I am specifically focusing in on the national parks removing historical items that disparage, in quotes, disparage the U.S. Today is the day. It's the deadline day. To remove all of the signs, all of the statues, and get this, the memorials that dot this country and our parks. So I
haven't heard anything about that. There's a deadline for the
deadline
removing?
Today. They had all this time to have park visitors to go through with the QR code and mark the monuments, statues, and signs that they disagreed with. And, this is, I know, it's shocking, isn't it? It's just, again, they want positive reinforcement that we're the greatest country in the world, and you can't question that. And if you do, we're coming after you. I think Pam Bondi said something like that.
She's walking back some of those comments.
Oh, she can't walk back those comments.
Yeah. She's trying.
The whole thing here is that, you know, hate speech is something that Republicans said doesn't exist. they stuck to that for like 15, 20 years. And Pam Bondi comes out and says, no, we're going after people with hate speech. Well, what is hate speech? We don't even know what hate speech is. And we'd have to probably arrest every one of those neo-Nazis out there marching down the streets of our great cities, right? Mm. But we allow that. That's the First Amendment right people have. We detest it. We find these groups abhorrent. Yeah. And it's just one of those things that, you know, we have to just live with. It was hard for me to accept as a teenager and a kid seeing these really nasty groups out there. I thought, well, how could they allow this? But, you know, I didn't understand the Constitution at the time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's one of those situations where, you know, she's not going to be able to walk this back. The administration is full bore going for this. They're going to go after. This is their opportunity to break up every left-wing group that they think is a left-wing group.
Hmm.
And this is their opportunity. They see the door open, and they're going to rush through it.
Okay.
Well, I'm done.
Is that good?
That's got shivers.
I don't know.
Good morning to Dominic Lee, our producer.
Oh, Dom is here.
Oh, hey, yeah, I think I'm, yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
We have an expired session.
Oh, man, every single time log in. That.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's a great question.
And it's on a timer or something.
It might be.
But anyway, you know, just something to think about. You know, we'll cover the parks thing tomorrow. We'll get to more of those details.
Okay.
But, you know, what they took out, what they thought about it, it's just outrageous. It is so stupid. It's mind-numbing. God.
All right. Well, a little bit later on, we're also going to be talking to Wolf Repass. He's a financial tech person. We're going to find out everything you wanted to know about Bitcoins and that kind of stuff.
When are we going to talk to him?
Crypto.
When are we talking to him?
At about 6:50.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mike McCabe will join us in our 7 o'clock hour. He's got a new Substack article out. And weather-wise today, we're at 59 degrees, highs in the mid-80s again. Mid-80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warmer than normal.
I think that this Bitcoin thing is interesting because now they're offering these Bitcoins to people who make purchases as a bonus. So they accumulate these Bitcoins as a bonus, which means it's there. You can't cash it. It's not cash.
Can't do anything.
You know, I still don't understand any of this.
Well, that's why we're going to talk to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Catherine is the one who instigated this because she is also very curious about Bitcoin. We're all kind of curious about it. If you don't understand it and it just sits out there, you know, Trump is making billions and billions of dollars of Bitcoin investments.
Mm.
And none of it, of course, is cash, so we can't use it. But someday it will be cash, and he will be able to use it, and he'll be a billionaire.
Okay.
He doesn't have much time, you know. He's a little on the older side.
Mm.
You know, if we had more time, certainly.
Yeah.
But
hey, there's a new book out on The Onion.
Ah.
Somebody has written a book about that.
Now, who is it? Who wrote the book?
Let's see.
Maybe I know who it is.
Scanning through. Is the subject Anthony Zulgadia? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Or no, that's the person who took the picture of the onion. doesn't say here.
Oh.
Does not say
that's
here.
Crazy.
Well, we'll have to do a little research on this. Yeah. The Onion, of course, was born in Madison back in 1988.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had Scott Dickers on our cable access show way back then.
He's the guy who helped create The Onion.
Yeah.
And not only that, but Scott Dickers participated in, I think, the very first Onion radio broadcast.
Yeah.
We had it at WMAD, you and I.
Yeah.
We asked him, could you do this? And he came up with a broadcast news edition of The Onion. And it was just great.
Mm-hmm.
Their first foray into radio.
Mm, that's right. On the John Peterson show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's in the book. No one certainly called me and asked me, hey, how did all of this happen?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I feel like I'm lost in time,
you know? We'll have to buy the book and see
No one's ever given us credit for The Onion, and no one's ever given us credit for Triple M, you know, being the Triple M station that it is. Screw them. I might as well just... That's why I came up with Demo Curmudgeon. Ah. I just like to complain.
Okay.
All right.
Is it time for Would You Rather? Dom, what do you think?
Is it time to change the subject? Yes.
Let's
go to Would You Rather.
From The Onion to Would You Rather. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a smooth transition.
All right.
What?
Wait, I could not hear it all that time. All right.
Amazing stuff.
First question. Would you rather live for one whole year eating nothing but prime ribeye steak or crispy fried chicken? It's kind of based on what you like more. That's pretty much it.
Well, they're pretty fatty, both items. I don't know.
I would say fried chicken for me, personally.
I'll go for the steak.
Steak, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go for the chicken, but I prefer the steak. I know meat's not the greatest thing for you.
That's right. Yeah. And steaks, too. I don't know. Steak takes forever to finish, and it always gets all over my hands.
And I could always knock some of that breading off if I wanted to.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. True.
Yeah. So I get protein the healthy way.
Right. Thinking smarter, not harder.
There you go.
Second question. Look at that.
That's kind of profound.
Okay.
All right, second question. Would you rather all your French fries stay perfectly fresh, which for some reason they never do?
It's all about food.
Or your pillow is always perfectly cool?
That's a bizarre choice.
Wow.
I would, the pillow being cool.
I would say the same thing. Yeah. Yep.
No.
No.
I want fresh French fries. I hate old French fries. You know, they really have to be right out of the fryer.
You're right.
For me, I'm kidding. They get soft.
They get soggy way too easily.
And the problem with French fries is that they don't fry them long enough.
Mm-hmm.
I like them brown. Yeah. I don't mushy French fries. What is that? What are they trying to do to us? Just fry the damn thing, make them dark brown, and they become crunchy and tasty.
Do you like ketchup with your fries?
Or? I do not like ketchup.
Really?
I was going to say hate, but I don't hate it. It's just that.
Yeah.
In fact, if they're mushy, then ketchup, fine.
Okay. How about a little salt?
No. I'm trying to lighten up the salt intake.
All right. Okay. Is that it for Would You Rather? Where's the close?
I honestly forget that I have a close now. I'm so used to not having a close,
for that, huh?
Okay, well, that's going out without any clothes.
No, we got to do it. We got to do it now.
Have a good one,
everyone.
Oh, okay.
There
oh,
we go.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
It gets buried in the reverb.
Yeah, lost in the mix. Okay, in a little while, we're going to talk to Wolf Repass, financial tech expert, crypto,
yep.
Bitcoins.
He'll know his stuff.
He's got all that down.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up on the show today.
And Mike McCabe, too, in our next hour.
We're going to play a little mind game with everybody.
A mind game?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's your phone.
It's my phone. I said something about Bitcoin, and Google picked up on it. Telling us.
I got to tell everybody. I forgot this story.
What?
Okay. We got enough time here.
Yeah, I think so.
I was standing out there in the lobby.
Yeah.
And I asked, I said, hey, Google. And I asked a question, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's phone went off in all of the offices.
Yeah, they're like.
And everybody got the answer.
Yeah, everybody's walking around like, what's going on?
Why is my phone going off?
Why is my phone?
Why do I want to know this?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. We're just getting going on this Wednesday. You can join us. Give us a call, 608-879-8255, or jump on the Civic Media app. Send us a voice note or a text. Coming back with more of John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Dominic Lee after this.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Verlo Mattress brings you this portion of John and Gordy. Celebrate Labor Day with unbeatable savings. Get a free box or platform foundation with your mattress purchase. Upgrade your sleep experience. The Labor Day sale continues through September. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to Verlo.com.
The Lakes. The Capitol. The UW. The Radio Station. 92.7 WMDX.
Okay. WMDX.
You say so.
92.7.
It's Wednesday.
I'm still not, I'm grouchy. What? I don't know what it is. I'm just grouchy today.
Did not get enough sleep last night?
No, I got a lot of sleep. Oh, I've been trying to get a lot of sleep last couple of days.
Oh, that's nice. It's 23 minutes past the hour. It's 59 degrees, highs in the mid-80s today. Yeah. Oh, you bet. the person who wrote the book on the Onion, and it's called the book is called Funny Because It's True, and Christine Wentz, W-E-N-C, Christine Wentz wrote that.
So I don't know that person.
I don't either. But it says, discover the real truth behind the original fake news with this in-depth history of beloved humor publication, The Onion.
I wonder if she went to... the Demo Curmudgeon site again, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Yeah. You can go to the John and Gordy Media World show.
Yeah, go to the tab there.
And then search out in that tab, search out The Onion, and you'll come up with a couple of programs. We've got Scott Dickers on there who came up with The Onion, and we've got two reporters from The Onion, and we treated each and every one of their important stories as if it were real.
Yeah. So that was a long time ago. That was about somewhere around 1990.
Yeah, right? Somewhere in that area. Yeah,
yeah, way back.
Yeah, way back. I'm thinking now that maybe it was fun. All right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And we were talking about French fries. You know, I do like crispy brown French fries. And Lynn out in Golden Valley.
Yes.
She had a little tip here. She said 2 years commuting to Idaho for work, saw lots of potato documentaries. What do they have, a billboard? You sit there and watch a billboard, documentary on potatoes. And she says McDonald's dehydrated their raw fries to make them crispier after frying. Wow, that's a great idea. Fries, yeah. Yeah. If you take the moisture out, a little bit of the moisture out, they do get much crispier.
Catherine, go a little farther down there. It's, I'm not bringing Grumpy John to the WBA job fair today. That's right. The Wisconsin broadcasters are having a big job fair from 10 to noon at, what's the hotel over there?
Marriott West.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Oh, Dom's going to be there, too.
I will be there, yes. Yeah. I'll be, you know, I'll be basically there.
But you're not invited anymore, John.
It's right next to my house.
All right, well, come on over.
I guess
I'm, for a little while.
I don't know. Why do I want to go there? No one wants a downer like me walking around.
Yeah, complaining you want to get into broadcasting? Talk to John Peterson over there.
No, don't get into radio, whatever you do.
Yeah, okay. Good idea.
Grumpy John. all right. You know, we're obviously, you know, going to get into some heavy topics here. AI advising kids. This is an area they're getting into, all sorts of things. And I mentioned yesterday, and I wanted to get to it, it's the Stephen Miller rant. I just... You know, there's just something funny about him.
He's
you know?
Just amazing.
He really is.
Where does he come up with this stuff?
It's so wonderful to see somebody just be so creative on the spot.
Well, what's he ranting about this time?
In such a horrific way.
What's he got going on?
Oh, he's angry about the left wing, and they want to destroy us. Ah. This really got him going. You know, he was on... a rant for immigration for a long period of time, but now he's found a new subject and he likes this one.
Okay.
He really likes this one. And then Elon had a few things to say, and Morning Joe, they had something to say about the Civil War that is supposedly coming up here. And Laura Loomer, what a strange, unusual person. She wants to lock up the left, and then we've got... confirmation bias. You ever hear of something like that? Confirmation bias.
No.
It's where you reinforce what people already believe is true, even though it isn't true, so that you just keep repeating it. In other words, if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth.
Yeah.
But that's what you're doing when you reinforce this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's confirmation bias. And I've got a great example of that from Fox News. It's just wonderful.
Okay.
So when you hear that, you'll know what confirmation bias is.
Are we going to play that for our listeners now, or are we going to hold that over?
Well, that's all part of Idiocracy.
Oh, Idiocracy. You know? You're just previewing Idiocracy.
I'm just trying to get everybody up and ready for work today.
Grab people's attentions. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You know, just a little taste of what's coming up.
Okay. Well, good.
Well, I apologize to anybody that...
I was on the edge of my chair there for a minute. But
bringing them down here, you know, it's, you know, we've got so many things coming up tomorrow, too, you know.
Yeah.
The right wing seems to want to put kids on the front line. Everything they're doing, again, is for kids. Now, it was easy to do with CRT in the schools because there wasn't CRT in the schools, but they created that scenario and people bought into it. And everybody talked about kids and saving the kids. And they put them on the front lines, and all the parents stood behind them because they don't have the courage of their own thoughts and ideas. So anyway, the kids are out there again now on the front lines in the culture war. Mm. And it's really disgusting, and we'll get into that tomorrow.
Okay. And coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, as he does every Wednesday, Mike McCabe will join us. And this time around, he's got a new Substack article about reverse engineering. There's a reason it's called doom scrolling and not hope scrolling. So he'll tell us more about that in our next hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And
well, he's always Mr. Positive, you know.
Well, yes. Somebody's got to be.
And I got to say, I hope scroll a lot then.
Do you hope scroll?
Yeah, way too much.
You're hoping for a good story to appear amongst the bad stories.
Yes, I always hope scroll.
Doom and gloom stories. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll talk to Wolf Repass. And he's going to tell us about Bitcoin and crypto financial stuff. We'll learn all kinds of things. Everything you wanted to know about Bitcoin.
We were going to start from the beginning because none of us understand it.
That's right. All right, a Midwest Food and Farm Report is coming up, and then we're back with more of John Peterson, Gordy Young, and you, dear listener.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, better radio. WMDX.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Commodity prices do not look like they are getting very bullish anytime soon. That means you need to have a strategy for the crop standing in the field. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is making some suggestions on what you can do to make sure the farm cash flows at least through the harvest. Those suggestions coming up.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Cash flowing the farm through the harvest season. That's one of the goals that John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is suggesting. And he said you may need to use multiple tools to do that.
This market's going to have a lot of potential volatility in it, especially because of, you know, at least where the corn demand is. So there's some things that we've been talking to producers about. Again, we want to keep things fixed. We want to minimize the risk in terms of margins and things of that nature. A call is a one-time cost. Pay for it. You got the position working and just let it work. Whether you use somebody like myself or even talk to your elevator about it, those opportunities are out there that you can keep some ownership over this crop into the spring.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He says have those conversations with your elevators or your crop advisor right away and try to capitalize on any ups that might develop. Not many ups this morning in Chicago. Right now, December corn is down a half, 429. November soybeans are down 6, 1044. The wheat for July of next year, down 2, 571. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese remained unchanged, 161 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese did gain a penny, 162 and three quarters. AA butter down another nickel, 177 a pound. And the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 6 right now, 1659 a hundredweight. That's just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Wednesday trade session. More available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke. Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the general that helped save New Orleans, General Russell Honoré. He's a decorated 37-year Army veteran. We'll talk to him about the impacts the Trump regime has had on our armed services.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. It's true, I haven't really talked about my home away from home, Costco, lately.
Yeah, why is that?
I'm waiting for it to become a city. Okay. It will someday, just like in Idiocracy.
Okay, well, can't wait till that day, because you'll be there at the ribbon cutting ceremony. You're right in the front row. We've got a few clouds this morning. We should be in for a good deal of sunshine mixed in with some clouds here and there. 59 degrees currently. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's going to be another warm one.
Yeah. All right. Just talking about something prior to Idiocracy here.
Yeah?
Well, we were kind of talking about Idiocracy in a way. It's this monuments. Day today. It's the deadline for monuments in our national parks to be taken down if they're not positive, okay? And Mark wrote in, surprised Trump hasn't insisted on the statue of Hans Christian Hegg be removed from the Wisconsin state capitol because he helped steal slaves and helped them escape to Canada in defiance of the Fugitive Slave Act.
Mm.
And he was an immigrant from Norway, one of those socialist countries. So, I mean, you know, all those reasons.
Well,
that's a negative. That should be,
gotta be taken
purged.
Down. Yeah. Yeah.
We know we don't want that kind of stuff around here. No,
right.
Sir.
Yeah.
No, sir, at all.
Okay.
I don't know where I was going with that accent.
You don't do a lot of accents, but that was...
You're right.
Why.
That's why.
Okay. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255, and you can call us or text us on the Civic Media app.
All right.
Free to download, free to use.
This is Idiocracy, and let's talk about something Scott brought up here in our text. See, we get your text, and we want to talk about the subjects you are interested in.
That's the way it works.
And he says, are you fellas going to talk about Constitution Day Monday in the school districts? They're told by the Ed Department, the Federal Ed Department Under Secretary, to honor Constitution Day in school or lose federal funding. Mm. There you go. Forced nationalism. You love that stuff, huh?
Okay. Really, Constitution Day, that missed, I didn't have that on my radar.
It's never been mandated before. Everybody can, you know, participate if they'd like to in their schools, but it's now being used by this administration to press and force that nationalism on us. You know, we're the greatest nation in the world, though we have fallen well behind all the other nations at being great.
But they don't actually, they haven't read the Constitution.
No, so. They don't even know what the Constitution is. Huh. And so now it's being mandated or you don't get federal funding.
Okay.
So that's
that's
our first story. And thank you, Scott, for contributing to the show.
Yeah.
All right. I've got so much stuff here, right?
All right. Well, good.
You know, I'm just paging through everything that I have.
Got a big stack of stuff.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. So why don't we get to AI? It's helping kids now. Experts warn that some kids may be confusing chatbots with actual human relationships. I don't think they're confusing it. It's just they probably prefer it. So is this cut 60? Do we have cut 60 about... chatbots?
Dom is shaking his head. No.
I don't see anything about chatbots on cut 60.
Well, why don't you try last month?
I'll try last month as well. Give me a second.
I'm holding on to this for a while.
Yes, give me a second.
It's not like this one is going to get old.
Is there... It's like something in your refrigerator. It's got a little bit of mold on it, but you can knock that mold off.
Now
it's still
like,
just as good.
It's like aged cheese, you know?
It
gets better as you store and save it.
Okay.
Nothing, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to check even previous months prior, okay?
So why don't you do that, and I'll just go on to the next story. See, I got to watch myself here. I save these stories for a long period of time. Okay, it is time once again to get into and enjoy The tonal quality of Stephen Miller's voice.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've been waiting for this one. Yeah.
Okay. Stephen Miller vowed that the Trump administration would dismantle an alleged vast domestic terror movement that he linked to the killing of Charlie Kirk. Now, I'm unfamiliar with this movement, just like I'm unfamiliar with all the checks that I'm getting from George Soros. No one keeps me updated on any of those checks or where they're being deposited. This could be a big crime, somebody stealing my money. But and a plus, I don't get a lot of the memos that the Republicans say we get in order to, you know, come to some...
March the march.
March or march.
Walk, walk the talk. So, talk the walk, whatever.
So anyway, he said, Stephen Miller said this, we are going to channel all of the anger that we have over the organized campaign that led to this assassination to uproot and dismantle these terrorist networks.
Okay.
We don't know where they are, but okay. He says, we are going to use every resource. We have the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, destroy. Always a positive message.
Where does he come up with this stuff?
I know. He must be a the guy you go to at a party. Okay, I'll tell you what. I don't know. I don't want to steal any of his thunder here. Why don't we listen to him say this stuff? This is cut 97.
Where the left calls people enemies of the Republic, calls them fascists, says they're Nazis, says they're evil, says they have to be removed, and then prints their addresses. What do you think they're trying to do?
Calm down, man.
They are trying to inspire someone to murder them. That is their objective. That is their intent.
It is?
And when you see online, Sean, as we've seen for the last few days, tape after tape after tape of federal workers, bureaucrats, staffers in the Pentagon, educators, professors, healthcare workers, nurses.
Slow down.
Celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk? These are radicalized people. There is a domestic terrorism movement in this country.
No.
And let me tell you something. I don't share with anybody.
It's their opinion.
But the last message that Charlie Kirk gave to me before he joined his creator in heaven.
Heaven?
Was he said that we have to dismantle and take on the radical left organizations in this country that are fomenting violence.
He knew.
That was the last message that he sent me before that assassin stole him from all of us. And we are going to do that under President Trump's leadership.
Yep.
I don't care how. It could be a RICO charge, a conspiracy charge.
Anything. We'll just make
conspiracy
something up.
Against the United States.
Yep.
Insurrection, but we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence. It has to stop. And my message is to all of the domestic terrorists in this country spreading this evil hate. You want us to live in fear?
Yes.
We will not live in fear, but you will live in exile.
And you will live in fear. Of course, okay. You know.
What these what organizations
not, that's not fearful
is he talking
all
about?
By itself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what organizations.
Democrats are the worst organized people in the world. Okay. Good luck going after these organizations that don't exist.
It really is surprising to hear these people talk about all of the people that are out there celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. You know what? Leave them alone. It's none of your damn business. What they say, what they do, they're saying this stuff. If they want to say it on social media, that's their problem. Mm. Why do you have to get involved? Why is it your business? That's the question I have over all of this. These are the bad neighbors, the Kravitzes, living next door to you, and they're all over the country reporting what their neighbors are doing. I'm going to stop my neighbor from saying this. Leave them alone. It's none of your business. Do something constructive.
The Kravitzes, just for people that don't know what that reference is, talking about the show Bewitched.
Yes.
Back in the early 60s. And
one of my political references.
The Kravitzes were the neighbors of of the Bewitched people.
And Gladys Kravitz was something else. Man.
She always had the binoculars out, looking at the neighbors next door and looking at, Samantha and Darren.
I know. Why do these people feel like they need to say anything about these people? So what? And then, of course, you know, they talk about it, and then it blows the whole thing out of proportion, and then it seems like everybody's doing it. Everybody's celebrating, you know, the death of Charlie Kirk, and they're not. It's just a few people here and there. Leave it alone. Do something else with your damn lives. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, here, just added note here. The president said he's considering designating Antifa a domestic terrorist organization and bringing organized crime charges against those raising funds for alleged agitation. Mm. You know, we heard about agitation so much during the Walker administration because everybody in the protests were agitators brought in from out of state. Oh, boy. Well, that never happened. Anyway, Antifa is short for anti-fascist, which isn't a bad thing.
No.
It's an umbrella term for a diffuse far-left number of groups all over the place that form instantaneously to fight right-wing violence.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that's the whole point. You know, Antifa isn't an organization. Now, my mega friend in Milwaukee said, oh, yes, oh, it's a global organization. It's global. Everything, you know, is bad globally. Okay, so anyway, I'm just so tired of these people making all these villains up.
Yeah, exactly. Super villains. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
We have Kurt on the line with a comment or a question. Good morning, Kurt. Go ahead.
Good morning. The only thing Stephen Miller was missing was a mustache and slamming his fist on a podium.
Yes. Mm-mm. Yeah. Wasn't it something? I mean, he just wouldn't stop. He's just so energized over something that doesn't exist. Right?
Time for the shepherd's hook.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, I wish that would work in this case. All right. Kurt, thank you. I appreciate it.
We got a text here from someone, Matt in Middleton, actually. Says, if there were a poll for ugliest politician in American history, would Ted Cruz or Stephen Miller tie? I think Miller would win when you take into account his voice and his views.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see that? I saw the video of Ted Cruz with a roller, paint roller.
Oh, yeah.
And he was... What was rolling he doing? Over a spray-painted sign saying something about... Charlie Kirk.
Ah, yeah.
And he didn't want that kind of stuff around. I don't know where he was. He was outside.
I think he was in Texas.
With a big paint roller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paint, rolling paint out. The thing here is, okay, it's ugly enough just having somebody spray paint something on a sign outside and people get to see it. Mm-hmm. But then you have this guy with a big paint roller making a huge mess, dripping paint all over the cement, the sidewalk, everything else.
Yeah. Well, he probably hasn't handled a paint roller in a while.
Yeah, somebody had to show him what it was.
Yes. Yeah. It was not a good look.
It's nice to know he's, you know, trying to do his part.
Right. Okay. Let's see here. We've got to come back here with, our guest, our financial person, Wolf. What is it, Don?
Repass.
Wolf Repass will join us next on John and Gordy in the Morning. We're going to talk financial stuff like Bitcoin and crypto finances.
That's
Find
right.
out all about it. Stay tuned.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're having trouble with your hearing, do something about it. Talk with the good folks at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Call them and make an appointment at 608-249-4077. You can take an initial hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Don't let your hearing loss frustrate you anymore. They help John and Gordy hear better, and they can help you too. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
There's nothing quite like the perfect bra fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what their expert bra fitting specialists deliver. One-on-one fittings are tailored to your unique shape in a graceful, no-pressure environment. From everyday comfort to special occasion elegance, Allure makes sure your bra fit feels as good as it looks. Experience a new standard of personal attention coming soon to the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
In Matt Town. On State Street, WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And give us a text or a voice note. We'd love to hear from you at our Civic Media app.
We've got 59 degrees, highs today in the mid to upper 80s, partly cloudy skies this morning. Should be in for a mix of clouds and some sunshine. If you would like to win dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza, well, you should be entering our contest here for a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. It's all to celebrate John and Gordy being nominated for the Best of Madison for Best Radio Team alongside Sugar River Pizza. They've been nominated again for Best Pizza. So we're giving you a chance to win a $50 gift card to cover your next meal. All you have to do is fill out a form at WMDXRadio.com. That's WMDXRadio.com. And we toss out all the entries after Friday. We select one. And they're the winner, and then we can start all over again. You can enter once a week.
All right.
Okay. Do we have Wolf with us?
Yes, we do.
All right. We had a little phone problem there.
Very big phone problem.
I don't know what that was.
But we do have
nice hiccup.
Wolf Repass with us this morning. Good morning, Wolf. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good, good.
Doing great. So tell us about your company, and what you have to do with Bitcoin and
crypto. We're not really too familiar with crypto, so help us out a little bit, Wolf.
You're with Fold Holdings, right?
Yes, yes. We do business as Fold App. And good news for you, we're not one of those crazy, complicated crypto companies. We currently provide traditional banking products for consumers. So we have FDIC-insured bank accounts, debit card, credit card, bill pay functionality, peer-to-peer payments, gift cards, et cetera. Things that you know and love today.
Yeah.
But we just put a Bitcoin twist on them. So instead of earning points or cash back or miles, we give you Bitcoin rewards. We also have a Bitcoin exchange if you want to buy or sell it. So pretty simple products. And we're just approaching it from the Bitcoin angle instead of the traditional banking angle.
Now, we know that there's not a lot of money involved in all that stuff. So how do you exchange the Bitcoin for actual products?
Yeah, so our products are very similar to what a bank is today. We earn interchange every time someone swipes their debit card. We earn transaction fees when people buy Bitcoin or buy gift cards. So we're not selling a manufactured product shipped to the door. We're taking volume through our platform and taking a little piece of it as we provide the functionality for that to happen.
Well, this sounds like a really good idea. It kind of introduces people to Bitcoin, and it's risk-free, none of the stuff that confuses most people like me and everybody else. We can just accumulate those points and then do what with those points?
Yeah, so our rewards model is Bitcoin. The second you do something, you swipe your debit card and you go to the store, you go to the restaurant, you earn Bitcoin. It sits there in your account. You can see the value on day one as the price of Bitcoin changes, the value of your rewards change. Mm-hmm. And then you can use that Bitcoin to withdraw it to your own personal Bitcoin wallet if you want to save it as an investment. You can cash it out into cash if you want to go then spend it at the coffee shop. Hmm. Very similar to any other type of reward, but we believe that Bitcoin is a far superior type of loyalty program than some of the traditional ones that exist today.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
So how do you get started doing something like this? You open an account and then just goes from there, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can go to you can find our app on iOS or Android, download it, sign up. Like with any bank account, you do have to go through know your customer identity checks. So put your information in, make sure you're a real person, and then you have an account. So pretty simple, no different than opening a bank account anywhere else.
So how is it tied in with the card that I use? How do I add it to the card?
That's a great question. So you can add our card to Apple Pay or Google Pay or whatever you're using if you have a digital wallet.
Sure.
Our platform also allows you to bring your own card. So if you have a debit card from your local bank, for example, or a credit card, you can bring it, add it to our platform, and make purchases through merchants directly through our platform.
Wow.
And so what is the app that you are recommending there or that you're promoting?
So our app is called Fold App, F-O-L-D. That's ours. And you can find us on any of the app stores today.
Okay. And if people want to find out more, do you have another website or a phone number you want to tell us about?
Yeah, you can find us on foldapp.com. Quite a bit of background on our products there. And okay. We're pretty active on socials as well. Primarily, we're on Twitter. That's where the majority of the Bitcoin industry space lives. So pretty loud on there as well.
So, we're not real familiar with this part of the industry, but I think it's pretty innovative that you can add benefits to your cards where normally you're shopping for a card that has benefits. This way you can add the benefits after you have the card, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I think we love it. I think it's, Bitcoin comes off to a lot of people as confusing, intimidating, and approaching it from the rewards angle, we view as a much less intimidating way to dip your toes into the industry, to understand it, to see if you like it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so
we can, again, advise people to search out the Fold, that's F-O-L-D app, and at Google Store or wherever.
Apple. Right.
And add it to your list of benefits. That's great stuff.
Wolf Repass, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for
explaining the information.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
Have a good day. Okay. Coming up in our next hour, Mike McCabe will join us talking about his latest Substack article. We've got much more.
A no-risk way to get into Bitcoin.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like that idea. Yeah. Coming right back with more of John and Gordy.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and the First Lady being welcomed at Windsor Castle. That's the music for President Trump's second state visit. ABC's Mary Bruce, also in Windsor.
President Trump was here for an official state visit back in 2019, but it is an incredibly rare honor to have a second official visit like this, something not seen in modern times. But the UK, well aware that President Trump greatly enjoys and values these kinds of displays and that they can be a potent diplomatic tool.
Right now, they're in a carriage processing through Windsor. The 22-year-old man charged with murdering Charlie Kirk in court for the first time yesterday, Tyler Robinson, said to have been texting his roommate with whom he was involved romantically just after the fatal shooting. Israeli troops continue pushing deeper into Gaza City, marking the second day of ground offensives there. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are still in Gaza City amid famine and buildings in rubble. This is ABC News.